It is Golf Week in Baltimore, the city's second annual effort to promote golf at its five municipal courses while simultaneously raising money for YouthWorks, the city's summer youth employment program. Golfers can take a crack at the Mayor's Cup on Sunday and maybe even win $1 million by singing a hole-in-one at the Pine Ridge Driving Range on Saturday. WYPR's Tom Flynn brings us this look at Golf Week and at the state of golf today on Baltimore's municipal courses.
It was former Mayor William Donald Schaefer, a well-known promoter, who created the nonprofit Baltimore Municipal Golf Corporation to run the city's five golf courses back in 1984. And it was Tom Pierce, the corporation's marketing director, who came up with the idea of a Golf Week just last year.
Golf Week's exciting from one of the main parts that people can have a chance to win $1 million or $50,000, but it's mainly a fundraiser for YouthWorks. Last year, we were able to raise $100,000. We're hoping to raise a similar amount.
Bryce Freeman, who runs the Mayor's Office of Employment Development, says he was happily surprised when he got the offer.
They came without being solicited. They came to us and said, hey, we can help you raise some money. Fantastic. So last year was the first year they did it. And I think they raised $100,000.
The money comes from sponsorships, donations, and fees. Pierce says they're running a little behind the total from last year, but hopes folks will go to their website, classic5golf.com, and donate. Things may look sunny for golf in Baltimore this week, but there are clouds on the horizon. You can see it clearly in the number of golf rounds played every year. Rounds played were down by 20%. From 194,000 rounds in 2011 to 154,000 in 2017. According to IRS figures, revenue dropped from $7.3 million to $6.6 million over the same period. Pierce says it's not just Baltimore. The entire nation has been feeling the effects of a decline in participation in the sport.
Since 2005, nationally, and Baltimore has seen the same, there are less golfers playing. So we've had to change how we operate our businesses to try to work with that. But golf is changing as also the demographics have changed.
Brian Meyer, the golf pro at Baltimore's Mount Pleasant course, says that the market has changed and it's hard to attract the next generation of players.
I don't know how you change the priorities of a generation that's not looking to spend more than 2 hours doing any activity.
In addition, according to the National Golf Foundation, roughly 150 municipal courses have closed in just the last few years. Richard Singer, a senior director at the foundation, says there are many factors that account for the closings.
A lot of facilities tend to be older, with a lot of their infrastructure outdated, irrigation, age of greens, age of fairways, things like that, and really are in need of replacement.
Larry Jennings, chairman of the city's Municipal Golf Corporation, acknowledges that there's a serious problem of deferred maintenance at the city's Classic Five, Carroll Park, Forest Park, Pine Ridge, Mount Pleasant, and Clifton Park.
On an operations point of view, we do okay. Where we need help from the city is on the capital side. We have a huge deferred maintenance backlog.
He says the courses have flooding and drainage problems. They need equipment upgrades and miles of cart paths rebuilt at $51 per linear foot. Locker rooms and other clubhouse facilities need upgrades. Still, Jennings says he's confident about the future.
The Golf Corporation made a bunch of changes internally. We reduced our administration costs, and for 2019, I feel pretty good about where we are.
It's not clear whether it's the aging courses, the deferred maintenance, or the declining interest in the sport. No matter, there's still the chance to win the Mayor's Cup and that $1 million hole-in-one contest this week. I'm Tom Flynn for 88.1 WYPR.